Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined by two people today. One voice will be very familiar to us today, Aaron Tompkins, who is a constable with the Smiths Falls Police Service. Aaron, thank you for joining us. I know you're very busy taking time out. You're on the phone with us today.
Yeah, again, always a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having us out to promote this wonderful event that we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah, for sure. And also joining us via Zoom is the Kinsman's Andy Davis. Andy, welcome to Lake 88. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Bob. And it's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you both here. And Aaron, you made mention of what is a great event that is coming up. And we are talking about bike helmet stickers, but there's so much more to that. So Aaron, maybe since you introduced us to this a little bit last week, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about it. Then we'll get Andy's take.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll let Andy do a better description of the helmet sticker campaign. But we were approached by Andy and the Kinsman Club Smith Falls. We have that wonderful working relationship and amazing community partnership. So we were more than happy to jump on board with this campaign. And we said, you know what, let's have some fun with it. Let's partner up. Normally, I would do a bicycle rodeo for some kids. So we're going to use this as an opportunity to do so. We'll have a bicycle rodeo. Kids will learn how to ride safe, use the proper hand signals. We're going to be checking for helmet fitment, bike safety, you name it. We said, you know what, let's jump onto this because Kinsman Club, they always support us. And you know what, let's do it as a bigger partnership, if you would.
That sounds really good. And Andy, maybe you can tell us a little bit more, give us a deeper dive into what is involved.
Okay. Well, first of all, the Smith Falls Kinsman Club initiated a safety project with the idea of making things a little safer for kids. And to do so, we had special packages made up, which contained a paper information slip for parents to provide children's identification, contact information, and particular medical information such as allergies and certain medical conditions. Now the paper slip folds up and it slides into a small fluorescent yellow pocket, if you will. And that pocket is a peel and stick, and it is applied to the side of a child's bike helmet. So if the child is involved in an accident and is in unconscious or unresponsive, emergency responders can just open this little vinyl pouch and they have immediate medical information and contact information regarding the child. Now, the initial thrust was for children and their bike helmets, but it has a wide range of applications. Skiers, skidooers, four-wheelers, skateboarders, water skiers, anybody who's using a helmet, in fact, can use these stickers. And I know some construction companies have bought into the project and provide them to their employees when they're on the job. So you may work beside a fella for 10 years and know him really well, but you may not know what medications he's on or what medical conditions he has. And if he goes down and is unconscious, that information is really important to have as soon as possible for the paramedics.
Absolutely. What a great idea this is. And it's one of those things that, you know, you sit back and you go, why didn't we think of this years and years ago? Because it really just makes sense to have that vital information literally at your fingertips in the event of an emergency.
That's right, Bob. And we initiated the project. We bought 1,000 of these packages to give out. And so far, we've given out about 650 of them. And we decided to do a public rollout of this campaign, and we thought bike safety rodeo, and who better than the Smith Falls Police Service to partner with for that, since they do it every year and they've got the technical knowledge of the laws and bike safety. So we approached Aaron. He was all for it, and we've initiated the bike safety rodeo, and it's this coming Sunday, August the 7th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Canadian Tire parking lot in Smiths Falls. Aaron will be present. A number of kinsmen will be present to help organize and do the rodeo with the kids. The idea is the children will register, and preferably with a parent present. They will have these tags explained to them what they are. If they don't already have them, we'll give them one. And then the child will move from that registration point to different stations around the course, where one will be a mechanical fitness check of their bike with Kinsman Freeman Fountain will be doing that for us. And then on to another table where helmet sizing and fitting will be checked and verified, and the kids taught about wearing helmets correctly. Another table will be for turn signals, hand signals, what different road signs mean, what the rules of the road are, and they will go through this and then go to the course, which Aaron will lay out, and he will be in charge of that, and we'll have kinsmen there to help out with the kids. Throughout this process, we thought we need to make it a little more fun for the kids, so we started hunting up prizes. And right now what we have is Be Safe Consulting, a local safety consulting firm, has donated a $300 bike. Tamco Industries has donated a $300 bike. Then we have Andrus Independent Grocer has donated 10 $10 gift certificates. The Kinsman Club itself is donating 4 $50 gift certificates from Canadian Tire for the purchase of bike safety gear, helmets particularly, but it could be used for, horn, lights, whatever is needed for the child's bike. We have Hank's Fries has donated a couple of cheeseburger combos. We have Active for Life organization, which is an organization that really motivates physical fitness for kids and for those that are unable to take part in normal physical activities, maybe housebound due to medical conditions. They've donated a dozen hacky sacks and a whole bunch of t-shirts, some in French, some in English. I will be giving those away. And we're hoping to have a really good time of it. We've invited the EMS organization. They're going to come down with an ambulance and some staff to talk about accident prevention, injury prevention, let the kids see what the inside of an ambulance look like and why they should not want to ride in one.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot to unpack there. We'll get to a little bit more in just a second, but I want to go back. Aaron, as a first responder, when you're looking at these helmet stickers and the pouches and the information that's there, how vital to you is having that information right away?
Yeah, especially going back to Andy's comment about a child, maybe you can't talk or articulate a phone number or mom or dad's name. So they're very identifiable. They're bright yellow. They stick on the side of the helmet. So very little training for our officers other to be mindful of, watch out for these. And if we have that instance, we can just peel off the insides, and we had that emergency contact info, and maybe that child needed to go to the hospital, or we don't know where that child lives. We can make that emergency contact within seconds. So again, that's just one example of how this would benefit a first responder. And on the medical side, obviously, if they're allergic and or medical conditions to be cognizant of, if they do need medical treatment. So again, very, very useful. Hopefully we don't have to use it, but you know what, if we do, it's there, it's visible and easy to use.
It reminds me too of the I do believe it's a MedAlert program that they have for some seniors and people who are living with dementia, and they have that quick ID on them, and really identifying people quickly is really one of the keys in order to provide not only treatment but comfort, knowing that someone that they know and love is on their way.
Exactly. And that's our Connect Protect through MedAlert Canada. So exactly that point. So very similar in nature, but just a different target audience, obviously. So,
Yeah, for sure. And again, it really speaks to the fact that, hey, here's something that is pretty obvious. I wonder why we're not doing it already, but hey, I'm glad we are. Andy, you were talking about making this a fun day for the kids. Obviously, all the prizes that you listed is certainly are an incentive, but really the whole day, the whole event is going to be something that is going to help teach the kids safety, how to do things properly, but done through fun.
Yes. My background, I'm an occupational health and safety specialist and have been for about 45 years now, mostly with the federal government. So I've investigated accidents. I've everything from kids on bikes to industrial fatalities. I also was a fire department paramedic for a number of years. So I've seen the damage that occurs. So if we can have fun with the kids, they'll learn. And if they learn, hopefully they'll put into practice those lessons, because if you drive around Smith Falls, there's a lot of kids on bikes that are doing the right thing. They are walking their bikes across intersections. They are wearing their helmets. They are making sure they stop at stop signs. However, there's still a certain percentage of the population that whiz through stop signs, don't indicate turns, don't wear helmets. And those are the people we'd really like to reach so that we can prevent some of these horrendous injuries. And, you know, it's always that it won't happen to me syndrome. And the fact is, and Aaron can attest to this, it can and does happen to you. And so you've got to protect the head, especially when you get knocked off a bike. The impact on the road or a curb can end a life or make it an absolute tragedy for years, being incapable of recovering from that injury. And so we want to help out with keeping the kids safe. And that's what the Kinsmen Club is all about. We attempt to help make our community a better place to live. And so with the partnership of the Smith Falls Police Service, Crime Stoppers, EMS, local fire department, and other organizations, we hope to do our bit to maybe improve life just a tiny bit, but make an improvement nonetheless.
First off, thank you for your service. When you were a first responder, sir, that's very much appreciated. Everyone,
thank you.
You're very welcome. Aaron, I'll get you to expand on one part of what he said. And that's the it's not going to happen to me or my kid mentality. When kids reach a certain age and they get those bikes, it's a kind of freedom that they really hadn't experienced in the past. And quite frankly, a lot of the time, parents don't exactly know where their kids are.
Yeah, and that's a great point. Once they get to that certain age where there's that trust, parents feel confident in their children's abilities, and hopefully they've been taught the correct way. But you're right. If there's children, they're unattended, that means they're making the decisions for themselves. So if we can instill that at that early age, 5, 6, 3, 7, 8, 10, whatever that age may be, you know what, let's try and get that hit. And that's why I always call it a bicycle rodeo, or we often call it learn to ride. So that's kind of the gist of what we're looking to do, is keep that at that early age and instill those proper ways to ride a bicycle safely in our community on the streets. So
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, because every time I'm on a bike, and it's been a couple of years now, but I did take it up again just about 5 years ago, and really there was a lot of things that just sort of came back to me. And then it's as we're having this conversation now, I think back to when I was learning and I was a kid. And these are things, Andy, that are going to stay with these kids for the rest of their lives. And whether they have kids of their own that they go on bike rides with, or they just become, you know, hobby cyclists or whatever, these are things that are very important to learn early on, because they will stick with them.
That's right. And the hope is that they will survive childhood and eventually grow into old, gray-haired, wrinkled old men and women many, many years from now. And in order to survive that, you have to avoid the accidents and the injuries now. And so it's a good start to kick off their education. They get some safety training in school, and hopefully they get a lot of it from their parents. But we want to do our part in having a fun time, so they have an enjoyable day. And speaking of the day, it runs from 10 until 2, and that isn't a 4 hours worth of activity for the kids. If you show up at 12, that'll be perfectly fine. We need to spread it out a little bit so that we don't have, 200 people show up exactly at 10 a.m. But we can spread it out throughout the entire day, and we'll stay as long as it takes to get everybody through.
And everyone who shows up, they get one of these bike stickers with that you can put the information in.
They will be offered a bike sticker with the information so they can get it. And I have about 350, 400 sitting here in the corner of my basement right now. I don't think we're going to get more than that this Sunday. But as I say, we've given out several hundred already around Smith Falls, usually out of the Smith Falls Pavilion down at Laurel Reach Park with the soccer days and that. We've wandered through the crowds, talked to parents, talked to kids, and have been giving them out that way. So it's been pretty successful. The reception from parents and kids alike have been really, really good. And even surprisingly, some teenagers have actually said, hey, that's a pretty neat idea. Can I have an extra one? I'll put it on my hockey helmet or my four-wheeler helmet of that.
Yeah.
And sure, any helmet at all, please put it on. And for those old folks that go golfing, there is a significant number of older people who end up having strokes or heart attacks on the golf course. And again, you may golf with a person every Thursday morning, but do you really know what their medical conditions are or what their contact information is? These stickers, the peel and stick, it's a good adhesive on it, and it can go on to the straps of a golf bag. They peel and stick onto the reflective striping on traffic vests, anything like that. So if you do have a need and are concerned, it's just one more little step, a defensive step for yourself in the event of. So anyone can have them as long as the stock lasts. We bought 1,000 of them and we've been giving them out. Next year, we hope to find a corporate sponsor who will fund the cost of the stickers again for us. But it's part of the Kinsman's giving back to the community in which we live. That's a kin spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful program. There's no doubt about it. And I look forward to next year when we talk about it again, you telling us that someone has stepped up and provided those stickers for you for next year. Andy, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. And of course, Aaron, it's always a pleasure to have you here. I know that you're setting up the course there at Canadian Tire. Aaron, and you're not going to have any flaming hoops for kids to jump through on their bikes this year, right?
No, we'll take it easy on them this year. Maybe that'll be next year. We want to keep it as safe as possible, and we'll have helmet stickers next year too. So,
excellent.
On the helmet.
Fantastic. And
one last thing, the Kinsman Club of Smith Falls is actively recruiting. If you would like a good, fun activity to get involved with, it doesn't take too much time, and that has a real impact on making your community better, we would love for you to come on out, see what we're all about, and perhaps become a member. We meet every second Monday night at the Kinsman Pavilion down in Laurel Reach Park, and you can talk to any Kinsman for more information, or you can contact me at besafe@kojiko.net. That's besafe@kojiko.net.
Fantastic. Hope you get to recruit some members there for sure. Andy, again, a pleasure speaking with you. And Aaron, it's always a pleasure. We look forward to our next conversation for sure. And best of luck this weekend with the bike rodeo taking place at Canadian Tire in Smith Falls. From 10 until 2, just drop by anytime and you'll be able to learn some valuable lessons for your child and get your kids involved as well. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.